Welcome to Chamber Chat. I'm Jack Llewellyn from the Chamber, and you can go to durangobusiness.org for upcoming information. Also, don't forget, there is another website, swcoda.org, which stands for Southwest Colorado Disaster Assistance, and that's where you can go get information, especially with the recently launched five-star program that we've been working on diligently. Shout-outs to Tim Walzer, Dave Woodruff, also Mike French and Emily Meisner. Just incredible work they've done behind the scenes. I'm joined today with Dr. Luke Casillas. Thank you so much for joining. You're with Access Health. Your official title, I should ask you that. What is your official title?
Jack, thanks for having me. So my official title, as of about 6 months ago, I transitioned from the medical director in Access Health Systems to the chief medical officer.
Wow, so you're in the thick of this with COVID. Wow.
Correct. Definitely coming on board during that transition was almost right about the same time that COVID hit, or a couple of months maybe afterwards.
Wow. Well, thank you sincerely for your, you know, frontline work that you're doing and all the wonderful things in the medical profession. So I guess, you know, one of the things I want to ask, how is everything going out at Access? And I guess the follow-up question would be, what are all the services you guys offer?
You know, things at Access have definitely gone like they have with every other business and every other profession during the pandemic. We've definitely had to rally, restructure, lean on our leadership for direction, and help provide mission-driven work. You know, that's the big thing with Access, is we're definitely driven by our mission, and that's to improve the health and also the communities we live in. So pretty much business at Access, although not like it was before the pandemic, we've remained open all the way through it. So we pride ourselves both in our behavioral health care we deliver, including the ATU, our detox center, and our crisis team, on being available 24 hours a day to help respond to the behavioral health needs of our patients. On the other side of the coin, we have all of our integrated based clinics. So that includes our site next to the public library in the building, the last piece of mercy that's left, as I like to refer to those, been around a while. And there we're providing full access primary care. So we believe that helping the entire medical community, including the ER, including our inpatient services for behavioral health, we need to stay open to provide the care that our patients need from the primary care networks.
And where are all your locations? I mean, you mentioned a couple of them. You guys have really expanded over the years.
Correct. We've grown a lot. Access has been in Durango for over 60 years, providing some behavioral health care. But in addition to our behavioral health wing, which includes the site and offices in Columbine, so over in Bodo. In addition, we also have Crossroads, which is the building right next to Mercy's campus in Three Springs, where we have our inpatient ATU, or acute treatment unit, in addition to our detox center. So we provide, a lot of people don't realize this, but we provide psychiatric emergency care with inpatient services there. And then we also provide the detox for the surrounding five counties. So that's our behavioral health side, in addition to crisis workers. So if you call the crisis number that Access has and report that you're having an issue, then we will have someone go out and meet with you if it's appropriate. We all try and get you the services that you need acutely for crisis services. That's not where it ends, though. A lot of people sort of think that that's all that Access is, because that's what we've been for a long time. We actually are full primary care providers. We operate primary care clinics from pretty much Pagosa all the way to the Utah border. So in our area, we have the La Plata Integrated Health, which is, like I was saying, next to the library, where we have four providers who provide full access care. Have we been open all the way through the pandemic? We'll see you if you have to. We have TELUS services up and running, which I'd like to talk a little bit more down the road. And we also have curbside services. So if you need to be seen or have labs drawn but not come into the office, we have the technology and the ability set up for us to be able to do that too. In addition, we also have dental, Jack, believe it or not. So we have a hygienist who's actually in the La Plata offices next to the library. And then we have an actual whole oral health center that also has been open since we've been able to. When the governor's mandates on dental care were lifted. So we are covering all those gamuts. We have protocols to ensure safety, as we truly do believe in making sure that our patients are safe, our staff is safe, and their families are safe. So
Now, that's amazing, all the breadth of what you're doing for providing health care for everyone. And I also say just the behavioral health, because I've told people, I've had a couple dark days, you know, and luckily I reached out to some friends and just said, hey, are you feeling this? And just, you know, that confirmation and just kind of, for lack of words, venting. But a lot of times with the pandemic, people are shut in, and you know, maybe they don't have that access. So by calling access, call access health, because I just think that's so vitally important, and that mental fatigue that we're all going to is real.
Well, I tell you what, Jack, you're dead on with that. And I think the pandemic, unfortunately, has just been a pressure cooker that we've all had to live in and not be able to sort of do the normal releases that we have for all of the behavioral stresses, all the mental stresses that go in it, you know, financial, caring for loved ones, having loved ones pass away from COVID. So all these things weigh on us. So definitely our way of practicing primary care incorporates behavioral health into the whole hub. So we call that an integrated approach. But that means we still do community screens on all of our patients coming through, even with COVID. I start off every one of my encounters with my patients by asking them, how are you doing with all this crazy COVIDness? Because oftentimes we need a platform, and that's what a lot of people do not have. You know, definitely we always talk about the adults, but then we have all of the children, and some of these children have behavioral health issues, or unfortunately will develop some from all of this experience. Additionally, we also have to worry about sort of the darker side that we don't worry, you know, that we don't like to talk about, but the domestic violence, the child abuse, the interpersonal partner violence that goes on. All these things are wrapping up. We call it the second wave of COVID, because you have the big medical wave that gets all the press, but right on its heel are all of the emotional strains that we're trying to capture both in our primary care and also in the behavioral health care we provide for folks who aren't enrolled with us for primary care.
So along with that primary care that you offer, if someone listening doesn't have a primary care physician, can they initiate a call to you and begin that process? Are you taking new patients?
Definitely we are. And we're even taking patients who may have COVID symptoms. We'll start off doing a televideo or a telephone-based screening. But then our providers are using this as a tool. If they see you or talk with you and they're concerned, they're going to bring you into the clinic. We're adapted with air filtration systems within our exam rooms. We've actually got all the PPE, all the gear to keep our staff safe. But we also feel it our duty to our communities to actually reach out and care for people who have no insurance, who have no documentation, who have no money, who have nothing. We want to be there, as we want to make sure that the health of our community is protected. So yes, Jack, anybody who needs to be seen, whether you've seen us and haven't seen us for a year or 2 years, 3 years, or you've never seen us, call. We'll get you in, and we're getting folks in less than a week. So if you call us, at most two, but if you call us, we will get you set up. If you have COVID symptoms or somebody you've been around does and you're worried, call us. We'll do a telephone visit to start with you. We tried doing televideo because we like to see you. That's our first and foremost. But if we need to, we'll switch to telephone. Yeah. We have support staff, actually, that'll help you be able to figure out how to use your tablet, how to use your iPhone, how to do what we have are called curbside visits. So if you don't have a device, you don't have anything, but you still need to talk to somebody and we have never met you and can't bring you into the building, we do a curbside where you pull up outside. We'll run up a tablet for you to use. We'll talk with you with one of our providers through that tablet. We'll draw blood on you out there. We'll do vaccines on you. We'll do COVID testing on you out there. So we do the whole kit and caboodle, and we'll do that without you coming into the building if that will satisfy your needs. And then if our provider sees you and is really concerned, we'll have you put it in park and walk down or ride the elevator down and see you in the building.
You know, that is amazing with just all those services. I mean, truly, you are there to help your patients and help the general public. And as you mentioned, you'll serve, you know, pretty much anyone. Can you help me create Excel spreadsheets? I'm kidding. That you do it everything.
Right? Good. I don't know how good they'll look, but I could definitely try and help you.
I'd be like, you know, I'm stuck. It's causing me some duress here. But so I want, in all seriousness, I want to ask you though, what can people do to stay healthy? I mean, we know the protocols, masking up, social distance, washing our hands, all the things we hear. Are there other things that you see that people can do to, you know, help themselves to, you know, stay healthier? I mean, you think about the vitamins and the getting sunlight and all that. What are you seeing now that we've been in this crazy pandemic for, you know, 10 months, 12 months almost?
I think one of the biggest things, Jack, is to really think about what's the reason we're doing all these things and to realize that it's for kindness for our fellow man and to help improve our communities. So we wear masks not to spread our germs to other individuals. We wash our hands to keep from spreading to ourselves. We try and social isolate and stay away from large crowds so that you can't inadvertently be exposed to someone who's asymptomatic. All those things we do because we're trying to care for one another. And I think that's the big message that folks need to understand. That's why all these things are in place. I think what you really need to do also is get out and get exercise. That's huge. Everybody's locking themselves inside and going a little stir crazy. It's okay to go out for a walk. Stay 6 feet apart. You know, don't hang out and talk to a total stranger for more than 15 minutes. But you can still say hi to individuals. It's incredible when you say hi to someone, they almost don't know what to do nowadays because we've become sort of afraid to just sort of show human courtesy. But that's okay. I wouldn't be doing it without a mask, and I wouldn't be talking to somebody who didn't have their mask on either. But I think it's okay for you to stop and say hi. Just be courteous to each other. The other thing I think is to watch out for your spouses, watch out for your children, watch out for your loved ones. And if you see that they're having issues, seek help. I mean, like I was just saying, we'll see everybody and we'll help you guide that person towards the care they need and see if they're willing to accept it. But first off, it takes somebody actually reaching out and making that connection. I think that's incredibly important for us to monitor each other and try and utilize the services that we need. Regular medicine goes on. It's not all driven by COVID. And I think that's enormous for everybody to realize. If you've got heart issues, those heart issues are still there whether or not you have COVID. And if you keep skipping out on your diabetes and don't go and see your doctor because you're afraid to go into the office and your diabetes is out of control, it's not good for you. So I think that's the other thing, is to realize you have to take care of both your emotional well-being, your behavioral health well-being, watch out for those around you, and make sure you continue on with your primary care follow-ups for all of the chronic conditions we all have. To stay healthy, because that disease doesn't stop just for COVID, as we all know. So keep your appointments, talk with your providers. If we're not your providers, still talk to the provider you have, because I'm sure all of them have some method. You know, we've definitely gone out of our way to try and find a way to make people feel comfortable. And that's even running up telemonitors up into the parking lot, letting people talk to us that way. So whenever, but you have to reach out to get that help.
Absolutely. And I just love the message that you're talking about, just especially those underlying health conditions. Don't let those go unignored. You know, I mentioned, I went to the ER back in, you know, for a diverticulitis thing, and I'm glad I did. And I thought, oh, I'll be okay. And I'm like, I finally was told by a family physician, in the family, she said, no, you need to get in. You got to be seen. And luckily, I did go in. I'm talking with Dr. Luke Casillas with Access Health. So I don't forget, you mentioned earlier the 24-hour assistance or help. What's the website that we should go to? Because I'm sure the phone numbers are all listed on the website. So what would the best website be to reach out?
So that's accesshealthsystem.org. So AXISHEALTHSYSTEM.org. Okay. And actually, you know, one of the numbers just for the La Plata Integrated Health, Jack, that if you call there, they'll actually be able to get you tied in where you need. And that's 970-335-2288.
One more time.
That's 970-335-2288. And our after hours crisis line, our care line, as we call it now, our care line number is super duper important. If you call that 24 hours a day, if you're just wake up and you're having a horrible night and just need to talk to somebody, then reach out. And that's 970-247-5245. So 970-247-5245.
And again, the website is access, AXIS, healthsystem.org. Again, that's accesshealthsystem.org. Dr. Casillas, thank you again for taking the time and spending it with us. And reminder to everybody that's listening, we're in this to help one another. So mask up, social distance, you know, do all those things. I will say I've been known sometimes to walk in somewhere and somebody looks at me kind of funny. And so I do flash them. I do take my mask down and say, it's Jack, and put it right back up. But thank you for everything you're doing for our community.
It's my pleasure, Jack, and thank all that you're doing, all the businesses out there. Our heart goes out to you all, and take care.
We will. We got to send it back to the studios. You've been listening to Chamber Chat. Have a great day.